Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, February 25th, 2013. Clashes erupt all over the West Bank after troops attack solidarity protests with political prisoners, and thousands join the funeral of a slain political detainee near Hebron. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Thousands of Palestinians joined the family of Arafat Jaradat today to take part in Arafat's funeral at the town of Sa'ir in southern West Bank. Jaradat died on Saturday while being held by the Israeli army at the detention center of Megiddo in northern Israel. Jaradat was arrested by the Israeli troops from his home 8 days ago. The Israeli army said that he died due to cardiac arrest. From his part, the Palestinian Minister of Political Detainees, Isa Karakeh, reported that the autopsy report of detainee Arafat Jaradat revealed that he died due to extreme torture and not due to cardiac arrest. After Arafat's funeral, clashes erupted between local youth and Israeli soldiers all over the West Bank. Palestinian sources reported that troops used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets against the unarmed Palestinian youth. While near Ofer Military Detention Center, just outside Ramallah City, 10 youth were injured by Israeli Army live gunfire. Inside the Israeli Army Detention Center of Megiddo, detainees announced a 3 days hunger strike in protest of Jaradat's death. While 7 more detainees announced today that they are joining the 4 long-term hunger-striking detainees held by Israel. So far, detainee Samer al-Isawi has the highest number of days in hunger strike, reaching to 220 days. In other news, Israeli troops invaded the village of Burin on Monday morning and fired tear gas at a local school there, local sources reported. Many students were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation, and troops arrested a 14-year-old boy. Also on Monday morning, Palestinian farmers from the village of Husan near Bethlehem City in southern West Bank removed a gate that was installed by Israeli settlers on local farmers' lands. The farmers said that the settlers came last week and took over the land to make it as a car parking space for their nearby illegal settlement of Bitar Elit. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, February 25th news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and me, Ghassan Bannoura.